Hey people, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. This is me officially telling you Happy New Year with my voice. Okay, so the year has just started, the decade has just started, and a lot of us find it a little bit overwhelming because, I mean, January has a lot of days on its own. But we're down here with Private Lovers, and today we're going to be looking at Isaiah 43:1-2. But now thus says the Lord, your creator, O Jacob, and he will form you, O Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. It is a very good thing that, you know, we come across this kind of scriptures, because they just tell us about how God loves us so much that no matter the challenge that we face, he is there for us. This is him letting us know that anything we are going to go through, emotional, financial, physical, he has already called us his own. He has redeemed us, and he is telling us further that all these things will not get to us because he has called us. And it's not in a literal sense that they won't get to us, so. But with him, if you are with him, you are going to survive it, basically. Because he has said, I have called you by my name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, like, he first of all established ownership. Like, I am your father. So when you pass through these things, come talk to me. And with me, I will help you. I will make your way. Even if these things are there, they will make you stronger. And you are not going to go over the board because you are mine. Like, you are my own. I don't know if you really get what the scripture is trying to say. But this is me just putting it out here as a means of encouragement. As, you know, something to lift your spirit up, that no matter what, you know, it may not seem feasible, because sometimes you want to just be there in your feelings, you know, you want to complain and, you know, all of that. But this is me saying, whatsoever it is, and people even started this year with challenges. So whatsoever it is, God is saying that you are his own. He has not forgotten, nor has he forsaken you. Run to him, talk to him, and he will listen. Heavenly Father, we bless you, we exalt you. There is none to be glorified unto you. Thank you for everything that you have done for us. We bless you, we exalt your name. There is none to be glorified unto you. We ask that you keep giving us the grace and strength to trust you with everything that we have. The grace to keep running to you. The grace to never let go of you, because you have already taking charge of us. Be thou glorified, mighty God. So I trust everything is going to be fine. Don't forget to check out lawinspiration.com for other amazing content. Have a beautiful and lovely weekend. Bye.